If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Farhan at Twitch, who's put us on the front page of the UK tonight. Let's see what we look like on the front page.
It looks like us from the past.
Look at us!
Oh no, there we are.
That's how long? What's the delay there? Boom. 1, 2, 3. 3 second delay there.
3 seconds.
Beautiful.
So welcome. If you're new here, it's not like this all the time because it's different all the time. But we are here from 9 till midnight every weeknight. And it's a live phone-in show. Today, a little bit different. We're supposed to be doing that silly quiz thing.
We're doing it now. We've missed a load of calls. We're going to dive into the calls. This is a guy that we raided recently. Xinjin! Hang on a minute. Yes, you can. Don't lie. Don't lie to the ladies and gentlemen, please. How you doing, man? You all right? Can we get a shout out for Xinjin in the chat, please? This is one of our fellow streamers, and he's a great guy. Oh, they can't hear you. Hang on a minute. There's a reason for that. It's because he's got... Okay, you can hear him now. Can we get a shout out for Xinjin in the chat, please?
Xinjin's got his wicked Toy Story top on again. I love that.
Oh, I go through a lot of Disney stuff. It's just Disney merch everywhere.
You were wearing that on the night we met, Xinjin. I'll never forget.
You message us saying you have something exciting to show us. I hope it's not your peen.
No, it's not.
More exciting.
Or your beanhole.
Oh! Get banned. So, this... I like ordered this the night that you guys raided me. Everybody was talking about UK snacks and everything like that. So I ordered this, and it's like a UK snack crate.
Jammy Dodgers.
Like Jammy Dodgers and McCoy's.
Fruit
and
salads.
Fruit salads, yummy, yummy.
Isn't that funny? That just looks like, that's just like a normal, that's what I, all of that, I'd buy if I had the munchies. I'd pop to the shop and the garage and I'd get all of that. What else have you got? Have you got anything
that company
freaky
is,
in there?
That company is obviously run by mums. That's the sort of stuff they send.
There's, what else?
You got, he's got Worcester sauce crisps.
Oh.
You got Worcester sauce crisps at the top. The purple packet of crisps should be.
How are you pronouncing that?
Worcestershire. Worcestershire.
Birmingham sauce.
I tried, okay. We got Monster Munch.
Oh, I love Monster Munch, dude.
Monster Munch and Space Raiders are basically the exact same thing.
I didn't know you could still get Space Raiders. That's a very 70s.
Monster Munch used to be bigger, I think.
He's got Sherbet Dib Dab. Oh, top left, that yellow stick, licorice Sherbet Dib Dab.
It looks like a firework, that one.
Oh my gosh, I thought this was plastic inside of it. I didn't know how it worked. I thought I was Sherbet just sucking on plastic. That's not how that works.
We've all been there. We've all sucked on plastic.
Oh, the best things that we got, we already ate them, like, all the way through.
Skips.
Isn't it funny? But I suppose it's the same as us talking about grits and Twinkies.
I've told you about my auntie she was the last auntie to get married. She was like the young one.
Yeah.
And we stayed over at her house once, and before bedtime, she said to us, "Here you go, 50p each, go over to the shop and buy Twix." So we went over to the shop and bought Twix. And when we got back to the house, she said, "Right, put those under your pillow. It's breakfast in bed." And we thought she was the coolest auntie ever. Flash forward a few years, she had twins of her own.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they were sitting in the high chair and we said, hello, and what have you had for your breakfast this morning? Was it Twix? And they went, no, Skips. So, delicious cornerstone of your healthy breakfast there, St. John.
Was there anything, what was your favourite, and was there anything you really disliked?
I don't like Jaffa Cakes.
What?
I don't like Jaffa Cakes. Yeah, I'm just not a fan of orange-flavoured stuff.
Uh-huh,
and it's
okay.
Very orange.
I'm not a mass. If there's some Jaffa Cakes there, I'll eat them. But I'm not really a fan. I'm not really a fan.
These made me want to throw up.
What?
I'm not a fan of them.
No, that's licorice flavour, isn't it, I think?
Kind of,
it's like pretend licorice.
Kind of, but not really. They're a flavour all of their own.
I'm with St. John. Me and St. John have got the same taste buds. Mm. I can't stomach blackjacks.
What else? I think everything else was really good. You guys have a lot of chocolate stuff. Like, we had a lot of Cadbury stuff.
Oh, and you have to admit, St. John, that our chocolate is far tastier than that cheesy Hershey's crap.
No. Well, here's the thing. Here's the problem. 5 years ago, I would agree with you.
Hershey's always tasted weird to me.
All of the chocolate over here, particularly Cadbury's, it was bought by Kraft.
Yeah.
And they've changed the fat that they use in the chocolate, so it tastes like American crap.
It's more brittle, isn't it, than it used to be.
It's just a different taste. What was your favourite thing?
I think my favourite thing was the Skips. Because, like, the Skips, the way that I read it, it says on the back that you're supposed to balance them on your tongue and let them melt in your mouth, and that's what I did. And it was fun. It was an experience.
That's the serving suggestion, yeah.
St. John, listen, we are supposed to be doing, we haven't started yet, and we're way behind, that silly quiz that we do, me versus Catherine. Have you got a question or something that you can challenge us to? Can we kick off the quiz or the competition with you? Have you got anything for us?
I have a UK-based thing.
Go on.
Let's do it.
That's helpful.
Yeah.
So they gave me like a little card thing that gave me like a fun fact. I'll just give you one.
Okay, hang on a second.
Who's this in the background? Sniffing your box.
Humblebee. Hi. Come here. Come on.
Oh, look at him.
He's beautiful.
Come on. Say hi. He said, I don't want to jump on you, Dad. Come on.
Thank you for the subscription, Balcony Shirts, Scott.
Oh, look at that.
Don't want to say hi.
So you're gonna read us a question, and whoever shouts out their name first gets to answer it.
Okay.
Okay. I guess I'll just play it as, because it's a specific number, we'll just do whoever gets the closest number.
That sounds good. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
This was recorded in December 2018. You're right. Thank you.
Every day, people in the UK drink how many millions of cups of tea?
Oh, my.
It's gone down a lot. It's gone down a lot, but I'm saying there's about 65 million people in the UK. About 45 million of them are adults. About 35 million of them will drink tea, but they'll have more than one cup of tea a day. 70 million.
I'm going to say 80 million.
Okay. So at that point, Kath wins by just a little bit. It's 165 million cups.
Whoa, I love Britain.
A lot of those are my mum.
I love Britain. This is why I voted Brexit. St. John, it's lovely to talk to you. We will see you later on, my friend. Always a pleasure.
Bye. See you later on. Bye-bye.
His stream is great. If you want to go and check it out, it is a great stream and it is well worth doing. Dave is calling us in. Oh, this is going to be good. So it's 1-0 to Catherine. First cab off of the rank.
Here we go. Disco Dave.
That implies that he's been damaged by taking too much ecstasy.
Well,
disco damage, Dave. All right, Kath.
PT, what are you doing?
Well, stop. That's now 75 subs you've done. Time out.
Are you doing press ups on your computer or something?
Time out, dude. That is so kind. That is above kind. That is amazing. I'm going to bless you, Dominus Sanctus Christos Patriarchus. You are now invited. You are now going to be, send me an email. I don't know how I do it, but I've got a Patreon, which is separate from this. BAPT, you are now, you're getting all the benefits of the $40 patrons, and you ain't spending a penny.
You earned it, buddy.
You ain't spending a penny.
You asked for it.
Thank you. DDD, Disco Damage Dave. Okay. Oh, that name's going to stick and it's really cruel.
I'm fine. Okay, so you're playing Play Your Cards Right with someone tonight, aren't you, I think?
I believe Neil is going to Skype in at some point, and we're playing the DVD version of Play Your Cards Right.
Excellent.
Well, I've got a variant on it.
Okay, lovely.
It's called Play Your Charts Right.
Hey!
Yes, mate!
This guy, if you've not seen this before, and we have a lot of new viewers, click follow. Let's get to 10,500. He comes up with the best games. They're all record-based. They're all music-based. They are the best.
So it's albums Love you, and Cindy. How long they've been in the UK album chart.
Interesting. I'm looking forward to winning this one.
So first one, I'll give you the first one, obviously, which is an act you've probably known for all these years. You
oh,
see that right?
Beatles, the Red Album.
They ring a bell, yeah.
And that has spent 206 weeks in the British album chart.
Is that, now I would have... Are you sure? Because that sounds low to me.
No, that's how long it's spent in the
album. No disrespect. Could someone verify that independently in the chat, please? Could someone verify?
You're already calling in the umpire.
Can someone verify that independently, please? Thank you. I just want to calibrate Dave. That's all we're doing.
Because one's been the, you know, they're longer. So different greatest hits have been sort of, you know.
I know what a greatest hits is. I get it.
Tension is extraordinary.
Very,
tonight.
It is tense because I just think last week it was decided unfairly. That's
did I
all.
Win last week?
Yes, you did.
Oh, that'll be it.
Okay, I'm being told that is correct. That is correct information.
And so
we can continue.
So I want to know.
I love these games so much.
This album.
Oh.
By the kids' favourite Phil Collins.
Yes.
Is it higher or lower? And you can go. So, if which one of you wants to go first to guess which would be higher?
I'll let Catherine go first.
I'm going to go higher.
I'm going to go higher. Okay. So, the Phil Collins.
Higher than the Beatle.
Has spent 300.
Yeah. Oh, Scott was wrong. Scott said lower.
Because people be cray cray.
Scott said lower. That was a big album.
So, that's one to Kath.
And also, when you say the charts, is that what, top 100,
it's top
200?
Yeah.
There we go. I mean, that can hover around 98 for a year.
And it's still being, so some of them are still in the chart, you know, so they're still being updated week on week by someone. So,
by the way, the chat has never been so involved as they are with this game. This is gold yet again.
So, Ian, you've got, obviously that was 300. So you've got, what's the story?
Lower, straight in, lower. Lower than 300. It burned brightly for a short time. Lower. I'm saying about 182.
400.
Oh, I thought Liam had swagger.
So it's 1-0 to Catherine.
Okay. Yours was hubris.
Okay.
Okay, so
452.
Okay. So Cass. Bridge Over Troubled Water in the chart longer.
Scott is going, this is insane. It is,
isn't it?
What fun.
I'm going to say...
If we ever do a live show again, Dave, we're booking you, mate.
Okay.
I'm going to go lower, just because this crest has got to break at some point, hasn't it?
The cards are playing up tonight.
330, so it is lower.
So it's 2-0. Okay. Okay.
So...
No. If we don't get him back, this doesn't count. If we don't get him back, this doesn't count. Sabotage. Have you pulled a wire out, Catherine?
No. Here he is.
Dave, we lost you for a minute. Come back.
But I can see.
Okay.
Amy Winehouse.
So, Amy Winehouse.
Yep.
So, is Amy Winehouse longer in the British album charts than Bridge Over Troubled Water?
Remind me how long Bridge Over Troubled Water was, as I like to call it, BOTW.
It was 330.
That's Back to Black, is it?
Yeah.
It's a good album.
Yes, Back to Black.
330. So how many weeks in a year? Let's say 50, because it's easy. I know there's 52. 50, 100. So that's 6 years. That is 6 years. Has Back to Black spent longer than 6 years in what I like to call the Hot 100, guys? Scott saying this is the highest class game show in the world. It doesn't help. Has it spent longer than 6 years? Higher.
It is 430.
Yes! Yes!
Okay.
Yes!
Got 439, so it's Cass' turn.
Right, here we go.
And they're back. It's Oasis with Definitely Maybe.
So ooh.
More or less than 439.
You can look at the chat because...
No, I don't need to. Oh. I'm going with my instincts.
What a game.
I'm going to say...
What a game.
Lower.
I'd say higher.
It is 369, so it is low.
Oh, 3-1 to Boyles.
Yes.
So, I guess the band that, well, no, we're going to bullshit. Right, so we've got Definitely
Nirvana.
Maybe.
Nirvana.
Versus Nirvana. And Nevermind. Is it Ian's turn, isn't it, mate?
Yes, yeah. It is, Dave. Thank you.
So, is it lower than 369?
People are saying higher, a lot higher. It's curveball, isn't it, Scott? I really lower.
Really?
Lower.
Okay.
Lower.
He's got points on the board.
Yay! Hang on, it's my second point. It's 3-2. It's one of those things, burnt brightly, then burnt out, and not. I don't, you know, yeah, lower. Here we
but
go.
I always wonder, you know, when they meet a sad demise, they always start charting again, don't they?
But the Foo Fighters probably negated any good work that Nirvana did. 3-2. 3-2. Here we go.
3-4-4. Right. Ooh. Oh, matey.
Hang on. Let's
higher
just...
or lower?
I'm going to say higher.
Jesus. That'd be like 1,000 weeks.
By some way, it is much higher, yeah.
Come on, mate. That's not fair. This is what I meant about it being fixed. He's just brought out Pink Floyd's Dark Side of My Arse.
Okay, well, yours is The Floyd Versus, another big album of the 70s.
Oh!
Oh, mate. Floyd versus Meatloaf. Meatloaf's always in the charts. Higher. You got a point there, didn't you?
Yeah.
So it's 4-2. Higher, please, Dave. It's always in the charts.
Just lower.
Whoa, how many?
Just a bit.
By 522 to 535. So, yeah, 13 weeks, basically.
Can we come back in 4 months? 4 months, and let's see if that stat is still true. Jesus, all right.
Okay, so we got Bat Out of Hell.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's for Kath.
And weeks in the if you've just tuned in, guys, we are playing Play Your Cards Right with our friend Dave. And it's weeks in the UK 100 top 100 album charts. We're playing going higher or lower. Okay.
And we've got Madonna.
Oh, Immaculate Collection. Everyone had that.
Is it higher or lower than Meatloaf?
Remind me the numbers for Meatloaf.
522.
Higher.
No.
It's 347.
Ah!
Like a bat out of hell.
It's the first one I've got wrong, and I'm happy with that. That's fine.
Okay, 4-2.
So we've got Madge versus.
I'm playing this. I hope you've got like an hour of this.
Oh.
Higher. War of the Worlds. Higher. Always in the charts. Higher. 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 Oh, this is a fix.
The chances of you beating me were 1,000,000 to 1, they said.
I can't come.
So?
Brutal, Scott. Scott, you must admit you'd agree with me there.
I would have. Yeah,
I would have thought that was higher.
Yeah, yeah. So, War of the Worlds versus...
Oh, God.
Tracy Chapman.
Oh.
I got a fast car.
Yeah.
I can drive
that one. That was a big, big deal, that album.
Yeah, so was War of the Worlds, mate.
I know, but I'm going higher.
Higher? It's 292, so it's just lower.
This is what I
underwhelming, like that album for me.
Can I lick your face?
Why?
I don't like it. I thought we bonded over there. Obviously not. All right.
So?
4-2. Thriller, higher than 292, higher. Oh, for fanny's sake.
Really? Right, none of this makes sense anymore.
Okay.
Disco damage, so, Dave.
We're going for another 80s one. So it's Thriller versus
Are you making notes of these?
Yes, it's 4-2.
Oh, still. Dire Straits. Everyone had that. Yeah, a higher. That's the one that my sister bought for my dad, and we said, "Did you get Brothers in Arms?" She said, "No, I got Remastered."
It's lower.
Oh.
So just tell the boys and girls what you just told me. This is a great story.
Because that was the CD, the first, one of the first CDs that came out, wasn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
And my sister bought it for my dad for his birthday. It was very exciting.
But it's one of those ones everyone owned and then it stopped selling because...
Yeah.
Hang on, Dave.
Did you get Brothers in Arms? I said to her. She went, oh, no, I think I got it wrong. The one I've got is called Remastered.
Unbelievable.
A lot of albums called that.
Yeah.
It's 4-2, right, guys? You've got it 4-2. It's 4-2, yeah. I believe, yeah. Okay.
So...
Where's the cards? The cards need to shuffle. Where are the dolly dealers?
You're looking at him.
Yeah, I wish, yeah. So was the Benz by Radiohead?
It's not 6-3. Shut up. The Benz is by Radiohead, yes.
Yes. Was it higher or lower in the
weeks? I don't give a shit.
Ian's checked out.
What is it, 271?
Yep.
Everyone in the chat is telling me higher. Everyone is saying higher.
Mark says, Ben's high AF.
203. Them in the chat, no call.
Pat has not got more than four right, guys.
I know nothing anymore. This doesn't make any sense.
And they've got turn three. And we've got...
Oh.
Which one's that? Joshua Tree.
Joshua Tree.
Higher. Everyone had that, didn't they? That's before they started forcing their albums on people.
201.
The actual. What I'm learning here is those record companies lied.
Those
record companies lied to us about how good these albums were.
What I'm learning here is I think Dave needs to maybe take a couple of months off from calling into the show.
Right, what we got? Come on, it's got to go up soon.
So we've got Joshua Tree versus Arctic Monkeys.
Higher, because records were selling, albums are selling slower, so there's less movement in the chart.
So that's higher, yeah?
Yeah, higher than 201.
298.
Thank you very much indeed. 4-3. Comeback trail.
Right,
Comeback trail.
We've got 1, 2, 3
it's
left.
End.
So.
Oh, 3.
Okay. So 4-3. Here we go.
So 298. So you've got Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah.
Versus Out of Time by R.E.M.
Oh, R.E.M.'s higher.
R.E.M.'s higher?
Yeah.
No, R.E.M.'s lower. It's 2.
Did you not listen to what I just said? There's less movement in the charts these days.
Well.
So we got R.E.M. versus Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction.
Is that volume 1 or 2?
That's a Use Your Illusion was volume
one. Okay, thank you. Okay.
Don't try and get clever.
Oh, God. Now, would it have burned brightly? Higher. Higher.
Yeah, it still sells pretty much, so it's 284.
For all. It's for all, guys. Have we got one more left?
Shit, it's not going to work, is it? I'll find something else.
All right. For all, Catherine. Bam, 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 so, bam, bam.
Guns N' Roses, 284.
Versus...
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
With Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. The Beatles have enjoyed the show.
Higher.
Higher?
Yeah. Oh, hang on. Someone has made a good suggestion. Maybe for the last one, we guess the number of weeks.
Okay.
Well,
no, but what is it?
This means you've had an extra go. This is you started.
Oh, yeah.
You've had an extra go, so this is the tiebreaker.
Don't
give me that. This is the tiebreaker. We guess the number of weeks.
Okay.
You go first, and it's the closest without going over.
Well, I went first to start with.
No. You go. So it's your turn. You go first.
God, I don't know. $900.
Okay, well, I'll go 800 and... Okay, the closest, 899.
Without going over?
No, with going, you can go over if you need to.
275, I mean...
Yes! Yes, I won!
Okay, well, enjoy it.
No. Well, yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. Good night, Dave. Thank you. Yes!
He just gave away the fact that we fixed that game. No, you didn't win. Oh!
He's calling back. What's going on here? He should be gone. What are you calling back for? Hello?
Doesn't know.
He doesn't know he's called back. Dave!
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 You're still on, love.
Imagine if he starts knocking one out.
Oh, I don't want to see this. Turn him off.
Dave!
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 He's putting in his diary.
Dave!
Dave!
Dave! Dave!
You're still on.
You're still on, mate.
I know. I'm trying to turn it off.
He's doing a Daryl's granddad.
Oh. Dave!
You're still on, Dave! Shh, be quiet, they won't know. Everyone be quiet in the chat. Shh. Plankton, get your head down, he can see you.
That has been a nuclear bomb has gone off outside Dave's house. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. She's smashing the computer.
The cat's falling off my lap.
She does that, doesn't she? It's a real nuisance.
Okay.
All right, I think we lost
Dave. I think we've had our fun.
Okay, goodbye, Dave. Right.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
We've got loads of people calling in.
Is that one all?
It's one all.
Exciting.
One all. One all. This is great, isn't it? We've got to do a little bit of business. So we're going to play these. We haven't done our sponsors yet, so we're going to do our sponsors in a little bit.
What a brilliant game.
Can we get some follows, please? We've got loads of new viewers. Namaste. Inshallah. Christos Patrios Santos. Click follow. Click follow. We've got 10,355. Let's get it to 10,500 tonight. Also, we'll talk about the subs in a bit because we're playing some adverts. I'm Ian Lee. I stole some strawberries and I'm a celebrity a few years ago. This is Catherine Boyle.
I haven't stolen anything. I haven't been caught for anything anyway.
Up in the top left-hand corner there, that's Cat Cam, where we're waiting for Big Boy to come in, who's a stray that I've collected. That's not him. Those are Catherine's shoes.
This is Patty.
Patty is here. That's it. Don't hold her up like your kids hold up your cat.
I'm not. Look, I've got a bum.
Treat my cats with respect.
Well, you don't.
That was brilliant, Dave. Thank you, mate. That was absolutely brilliant. I could have watched that all night, Scott. I would, if I were flicking through the TV channels and came across UK Gold, and that was, and they were showing Disco Damage Dave's Player Cards Right. I'd go, oh, put the kettle on, I'm watching this.
The sad thing is, you would be watching it all night because you can't turn it off at the end.
That's what they should have with all TV shows. They should have those, like Paddy McGuinness going, okay, thanks very much, we'll see you next week. Right, how do we? Where do we turn this off? All right, there we go. That's it. That's what they should do. I would watch that shiz, baby.
Anyway, if you're just joining us and you've not been here before, we are here from 9 till 12 every weeknight. And it's usually a phone-in show. I mean, it still is a phone-in show, but...
Oh, you can still phone in about stuff if you want. I should have made that clear. It doesn't have to be part of that silly quiz that we do. You can still phone in about stuff.
Yeah.
We missed a call. We missed a couple of calls. So Neil and Lisa, stay there. James says, I have something for the quiz night. Need to share screen. Can we do that over Skype? I think we can do that over Skype. So let's see. Lisa, Neil, stay there. We're going to come to you in a bit. Let us call up James. Emma, you got yourself a shout out.
Whoop, whoop. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey.
You're good looking. What you got cooking? How right. you do? What have you got for us?
Right. So I've got a... Well, I'll show you.
This is James.
It's a well-known. If I can work out how to share the screen,
you can on Skype now. On my thing, I've got the bottom to the. Yeah. There is a share screen button. I've got you full screen.
Oh, yeah.
And there's there a share go. Screen there
in between chat and react.
So we want to do that.
It wasn't 5 minutes, quiz. It would have been 2 minutes, and we play 6 minutes every hour.
And Joss Dickey, no, I didn't win the quiz.
No, not yet.
How's that looking?
We cannot. See it, but don't. That's because
sometimes it goes over.
Sometimes it goes over there, doesn't it? Hang on, stay there, because it's not like Zoom where you just get the screen. It should be that. I would have thought. Let's have a little look. No, we cannot see it. Oh, we've got a poor connection. Shall I tell you what I'm going to do?
I'm getting cat hairs up my nose.
Okie dokie. I'm going to send him a Zoom link.
All right, let's do it that way, James.
I don't know if James can hear us, but I'm going to send James a little Zoom.
Why are they on the front page of Twitch? Floorbags, why not?
Why not?
Why aren't we on there every night?
You should be. Copy invitation. Let me just hang up. Paste. Use this Zoom link. Sah! Listen, if you're new, click follow. Let's get up to 10,500 followers tonight if we can. We'll do the business while we're waiting for... actually, I need to start the meeting on here so that James can come and join us. You know, listen, you use Twitch, so you know how this works. This is our job now. This is our job. We got fired from the mainstream media because we were telling... Okay, I got fired from the mainstream media because I was telling the truth about the paedophile tunnels under London where they smuggled kids. I was telling the truth about that. And so this is our job. So we'd love it if you could subscribe. If you've got Amazon Prime, you know all this, but I have to say, if you have Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch account and then you can sub to us. We get a fiver. Everything is split 50-50 down the middle. Does not cost you a penny if you... Hey, Criv UK is gifted 5 subs. Thank you. We'll go through the subs that have joined this evening as well. And we'll try and mention as many of you as we can. Thank you. Amazon Prime, subbing to us like that doesn't cost you a penny. We get a fiver, splits down the middle. Thank you. If you haven't got Amazon Prime, you should get it because at midday on Saturday, I'm doing a rewatch of Lost, episode 1, for a new podcast I'm doing. So if you kind of need Amazon Prime if you want to watch Lost with me. But you can also give money. You can subscribe using money, tier 1, tier 2, tier 3. It's Subtember. So your subs are cheaper. You can block buy like 6 months worth of subs and it's cheaper. Also, if you are a tier 3, you will be invited to a meeting possibly next Monday, a production meeting. Only tier 3 subs are invited to the production meetings. About 30-45 minutes is on Zoom. We don't stream it live, but we record it and we come and say hello, and we are open to your suggestions for the show, stupid or brilliant. We promise we will take on at least one of your suggestions if you do a tier three. Of course, you can chuck bits. Final little bit of business from us. Then we'll speak to James, and then we'll talk about our sponsors. You can give money straight to us via paypal.me/IanLee. And that, again, gets split. And let me just put it in the chat.
Khaki Play says, I've never seen Lost. Will this be the first episode, or are you already a fair way through?
Episode one, season one, episode one. We're starting on Saturday. We're going to make it a regular thing. And what I'm probably going to do, we'll watch it and I'll kind of commentate through it. And I will be throwing forward to stuff that's happened later in the series, because I used to do a podcast for Sky for this. Then I'll take phone calls afterwards if you want to call in and share stuff. And then it will go out as a podcast with probably the main bulk of the us watching the show cut out. paypal.me/IanLee if you want to give money straight to us. That gets split 50-50 between me and Catherine Boyle. We seem to have lost James. James has got the Zoom link, but doesn't seem to be in the Zoom room. Participants. So I tell you what to do. James, you keep trying that. Let's try a couple of these others. Let's go to Lisa, is a regular caller. Let's see what Lisa's got for us. By the way, is that big boy on the sofa? No, it's not big boy on the sofa. Hello, Lisa.
She's falling off. Cat's falling off my lap.
I know, she really, you have to put in a lot of work with Pats to keep her on your lap. Hello, Lisa.
Hello,
Lisa. I do remember when you sent Agent Chris an Oceanic Flight 815 flight bag, Scott. Thank you very much indeed. Lisa, where are you?
In my bedroom.
Why can we not see you?
I don't know.
Oh, God. Do we need to... Do you have a question or any... There she is. That's better. How can we help you this evening, Lisa?
I have a game.
Here we go.
I want to play a game.
You want to play a game?
Just some pictures of movies, and you've got to guess what ones they are.
Okay.
First person to guess wins the point.
First person to guess. And have you drawn these pictures?
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, I love it.
You can do this.
There we go. Cats. Cats are communicating psychically. Let's get into it. Okay, so we're gonna shout out our name, Catherine.
Yeah.
And the first person to do that gets to answer it. All right, Lisa, away we go. It's one all so far.
Here's the first one. There's three of them.
Ian, Spider-Man.
Yes.
Oh, you gotta be quick.
The second one's a bit more difficult, I would think.
There's a small square, there's a bigger square, plus a man, but not the boy. Rectangle. Maybe it's not a rectangle, maybe it's supposed to be a square, and she can't draw square, big squares as well as she can do the small squares. I don't know.
Not so much about the square.
Catherine, is it big?
Yes.
Oh, yes, mate!
Big
something.
Oh,
Big Brother. Ian, Big Brother. That's not a film.
Big Daddy.
Yes.
This is great. Lisa, you have excelled yourself. This is great.
And the final one.
Time okay, the decider.
Oh, so Ian, Catherine,
Ian, I said my name first.
Go on then.
Three Men and a Baby.
Yes.
Oh! Echo. Lisa, thank you. May God bless you. Thank you. We will speak later. I want to check on James.
It's nice to see you so happy.
Oh, no. James says, total computer failure, just coming back online. We've all been there. Nina's there. Let's go to Neil. Sorry, what did you say? Hmm? What did you say?
It's nice to see you so happy.
Well, I'm winning.
Yeah.
People, I got that right.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was good. That was good. I like that a lot, actually. Ian cheats, just saying. Why don't you cheat on that?
Wow.
Come on, Catherine, we're all rooting for you, says Matty, my chief bumlick. Focus still. There we go.
I am not letting Ian win because he's had an awful day.
Shut up. Neil says, evening, Ian and Catherine. I've tested Skype for screen sharing. It doesn't include sound for the game for some reason. So if it's okay, can we do it via Zoom? Certainly you can. Right, I'll send you the link. There's the link there. Right. What else does he go on to say? I'll include a link below. Oh, he's included a link. All right. We're going to click on this link. We're going to click on his link.
This is exciting.
Okay. We're going to click on his link. Leave that one and join. Okay. Go, Kath, ignore old man. Can we time Gracie Lacey out for 2 minutes, please? Don't worry. Right. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Can you hear us? Okay, we're going to go to... that doesn't quite work. Hang on a minute. I've got to set this up. We're going to go to screen one. Neil, good evening, sir.
Good evening. I've got a brand new microphone. I've got a bit posh and got one of these fancy USB mics and it's freaking a treat.
Is it a Blue Yeti?
No, it's not. It's a cheap thing. I don't know what it is.
Is it any chance you could turn the gain up ever so slightly because you're a little bit faint?
I'll bring it closer. Does that make a difference?
Doesn't make any difference. No, you're very faint. Not very faint. Let me rephrase that. You're slightly difficult to hear, and I've got you up to the max here. Right. And it's a beautiful new mic. It takes a little while to get used to these things.
Here we go. Let's turn it up. How does that sound? Is that sounding any better?
Beautiful. We're in. We are in. Let's play. Because I know what will happen, Neil.
Yes.
I'll win. And she'll do a Donald Trump. And he's saying that if he loses the election, he might not leave peacefully. Yeah. And he might not leave until January.
Well, they said, will you leave peacefully? And he said, well, let's see.
Wow. What an a-hole.
Okay, I've been listening. Can you hear? No, you can't hear any music yet. I've been listening to the DVD menu screen music for probably 10 minutes or so. So
Of
Play Your Cards Right.
So what an evening. Tomorrow night, we on Fridays we watch Changing Rooms. Right. I suggest we watch an episode of Play Your Cards Right.
I want to watch that, or I want to watch Blind Date.
I also want to watch You Bet and Man Oh Man. There's so much I want to see with you
God's
guys.
Gift.
Can you see the screen? Okay.
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Excellent. Here we go. We're going to go to multiplayer. There's two question rounds.
Is Brucey in this?
No, it's not. No, it's just a cheap alternative graphic.
No dolly dealers or anything like that. Okay.
No. Here we go. Let's play.
It's good music as well, isn't it?
So, Catherine, ladies first.
Yay!
Okay. God, it's so 1980s.
It is a bit glitchy. Are these graphics going through Zoom? When it's on a DVD player, it works fine, but there is a glitchy kind of thing about streaming DVDs, you know, through these platforms. So, Catherine, you're going to.
By the way, a poll has ended. Who will win this silly quiz that we do? 78% of people have said Catherine. Can I just say, when I went into the jungle, the opening thing was, who are you going to bet? Who are you going to back? Kez or Ian? Everyone back Kez. I destroyed her. They were left with egg on their face. So, as you will be here.
Right. Catherine, you get to choose any card, and Ooh. It's the highest card starts. Okay, so you get to choose one card. Where would you like it?
I'm going
to
go...
We'll say one here going down to 13. So.
Okay, I'm going to go 7.
7. So this one here?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Let's have a look. It is a bit glitchy. Oh, Catherine, it looks like you've taken the round here because you've got the top card.
Well, there might be another race, mate.
No, there's not. It's 1 to 13.
Well, I'd like... I would... Fuck.
No. Goodness so, Catherine, we asked 100 single women, would you marry a man who sucks his thumb?
Yeah. And I have to choose...
You get to choose one of these numbers.
And this is the number of people who said they would?
Yes.
Oh, geez. Come on, Catherine. Hurry up, please, mate.
Just for people who weren't alive in the 80s.
We haven't done any of our sponsors yet.
I would say 15.
15. Let's click that for you. And Ian, is that higher or lower?
We asked 100 single women who would marry a man who sucks his thumb. Lower.
Okay. So because it's glitchy... There's no number here. That should say 15, okay? But Team A...
I'm very suspicious. It's just some random bloke is making up a game.
Yeah, I know. It's really bad. I'm sorry.
I love it.
I'm going to click lower for you,
Tim,
Ian.
Tim says, Anonymous Tim says, this is clearly just a rip-off of Disco Dave's game.
Catherine, you win. So you've got a 9. Is it going to be higher or lower?
You know why, Matty. You know why.
Lower.
Lower. Here we go.
It's glitchy, lower. So we can't see any of the cards. But yeah, you won, Catherine. Well, oh, it's glitchy, but you've just won, Catherine. Well done. Jesus.
Don't be bitter now.
It's perfectly fine. It'll all come clear in the end. You can either go higher or lower, or you can freeze. If you freeze now, the question forces over to Ian for the next question.
Okay, I'm going to freeze.
So exciting. Freezing on two cards, dear God.
Here we go. Ian, your question is, we asked 100 grave diggers, have you ever seen a ghost?
Yeah.
What's your number? What are you going to pick?
Wait for music to start again, please. There we go. Right.
I've heard this on loop for about 15 minutes.
35. I'd love to see a band playing this live. I would love to see a band playing the Play Your Cards Right theme live. Have you ever seen a ghost? 35.
Okay. Catherine, is that going to be higher or lower?
Lower. I think they're quite sanguine people.
Okay, let's have a look. So if it's red cards on the board, it's Catherine. If it's blue, it's Ian. Well done, ooh! Ian. Right. Ian, you get a chance on the board. So you got a 4. Is it going to be higher
than a 4
or lower?
Higher than a 4.
And it's a 2.
Oh, goodness sakes.
Dear, oh dear. So it's over to you, Catherine.
Yay.
You get to swap your card if you like, or you can stick with it.
Alex says, I'm the leader of the pack, and I'm such a lucky jack because here they are. They're so appealing. Come on, dollies, do your dealing.
I'm going to play with the one I've got.
And what would you like to do? Would you like to go higher or lower?
I'm going to go. Shush now.
It'll be a 6.
Shush now.
It'll be a 6.
Shush now.
It'll be a 6.
Shush now.
6.
And keep shushing and go all the way to the end of Shush Street.
6.
And park your car and wind up the window.
Okay.
Turn the engine off.
Oh, Kat's having fun showing off. I preferred it when it was my show on the radio.
I'm going to go lower.
Okay, lower. It's back to you, Ian. We need to get a winner on this one. We've got a queen to start. Ian, what's it going to be?
Lower than a queen.
Superb. And it's a 10.
Lower than a 10.
Ooh.
Ace is low, yeah?
Ace is high, I'm afraid.
Oh, you should have made that clear before we started.
Catherine, it's back to you. You've got an ace to start.
Okay, so ace is high.
Ace is high, so
it's got to be lower.
Yeah. I'm also sorting out politics in the chat.
Which is perfect.
Well, it's not perfect.
It is.
But she might get another. She might get another 2, mate. I don't know if you know how cards work.
Yes.
This guy's getting on my nerves.
Higher, please.
Higher. Here we go. It's a 7.
Ooh. Higher again.
Oh.
Oh no!
We've gone to the DVD menu! We've gone to the DVD menu! Hang on a minute, I've just got to do a little bit of business.
Oh, look at that. I said it was glitchy, didn't I?
Has it crashed out completely?
It's definitely crashed out.
I won!
Oh, no, no, no! No, that doesn't count! That doesn't count as a win, I'm afraid!
So, Ian, in the Skype messages, we've got videos, so you can do your videos instead.
Oh.
Wait, so hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. Me, so. Hang on a minute.
Oh,
so we've
good.
Just. Spent 20 minutes playing a game that has then crashed.
Believe that.
You know, the other day we asked you all to subscribe to Neil's YouTube channel. Could I ask you to unsubscribe?
Yeah, don't put the link in. I've got a few here. So you got Price is Right and Deal or No Deal and
Game goodbye. Or No Game.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Good game, good game.
Unbelievable. All right.
Oh, that was a lot of fun.
We've got to do our sponsors. Then we're going to go to James. Then we've got Nina. And then we might do some of Neil's clips. No, no, no. Catherine didn't win.
The game
crashed. Because there could have been a comeback. So, no. Bruce is spinning in his grave. Is he dead?
He's not dead. He's underneath the Palladium. I straddled him the other week.
As long as he's not in those tunnels. Right. This show is sponsored by some brilliant companies. If you want to sponsor it, send us an email. There's the email address there. It's cheaper than you think. It is hundreds, not thousands. It's low hundreds. Hey, in a few weeks, We are being sponsored by Viz, which is awesome. And get this, Scott, this show is sponsoring the letters page on the 300th edition of Viz. I've been emailing the guy that did, Buster Gonads.
Finbar
Saunders. And so we're going to be sponsored by Viz. I'm over the moon. But right now we're sponsored by 34sp.com. Tell me about this ethical. And ethical often means boring.
These guys. These guys buy pizzas for their staff.
Yeah, they have
pizza and game parties.
Pizza and game parties on Zoom.
Yeah.
Wow.
And why on Zoom? Because they sent all their staff home before they had to, because they didn't want them being stressed out by coming in and worrying about COVID and stuff. So the base is normally in Manchester, but obviously at the moment they're at home and they probably will be until the end of the year. They're not going to force them to go back to
work. Workers can stay at home till next year. Imagine that.
And they are paid the living wage. And if you get your WordPress-based website via 34sp.com, well, not only can you get it for free for 3 months with the code TLNA, but what you pay is what's on their website. There are no hidden charges. And if at the end of it, you're not happy with it, you know, you can walk away. There's absolutely no compulsion to stay. What I would say to you, though, is that their customer service is awesome. They're super patient. If you are new to sort of the whole website thing, don't worry about it. They will talk you through it. They'll help you. If you're slightly more advanced, they will work out a way to make it even whizzier than you can ever imagine. So, 34sp.com.
Mum there. They'll make it all whiz bang and they'll put the whistles in. Then the GeoCities, it's like that.
I don't remember GeoCities because I'm substantially younger than you.
Poseidon Safety Management are keeping Devon and Cornwall a whole lot safer. Run by Nick. Oh, they've got a Swish website. But I don't know what the URL is. They just got a new website. Mm-hmm. Let's have a little look, see if we can find their Poseidon Safety. Let's try it.
Cat hair. My mouth and up my nose.
No, that's not
it. It's so worth it.
What's Poseidon? Does anyone know? I saw them tweeting it. And then I didn't. I was having such a crap day. I've not really taken PoseidonSafety.co.uk. Oh my days.
Check this out.
What a sexy website. You sexy, sexy, sexy website. Such a sexy, sexy website. Oh yeah. Taluda says, for your information, I played Zoom Bingo sponsored by 34SP during lockdown. They are fab. There we go. Poseidon Safety Management got a new website. There's a dog. There's a hand. There's the back of a security man. I can't beat that. Devon and Cornwall is a whole lot safer. They help their local community. A nursery, kiddies nursery was broken into a couple of weeks ago. I'm showing the wrong thing. I'm so sorry. Look, Poseidon Safety Management.
34SP would do it. They're that nice.
But Poseidon got there first, and they're giving free security to that school, to that nursery for a little while. They did the same for a primary school and for some a few pubs as well during lockdown. They want to make the community a whole lot better. We're big fans of Nick and Zeus. There is Zeus with some sex toys. Please don't ask why.
He doesn't like to talk about
ask
it.
Why? Thank you, Poseidon Safety Management. They're very fun. Them and Gregorian are having a real battle on Twitter. It's kicking off at Poseidon Safe. Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors, don't forget the competition. If you can make a logo for Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors that we can wear on our face, you're thinking, well, that's not a logo. Yes, it is. Look, there it is.
Gregorian Emerson, run by a telephone pervert. Now, this is the allegation made, which I think is a brave one when you're dealing with lawyers. The allegation that Gregorian Emerson family lawyers are behind a series of, let's just say, explicit phone calls being made to Poseidon Safety Management in the early hours of the morning.
So
a guy rings up and shouts penis.
And that is in props. But yeah, if you can come up, we're going to have a competition. And tomorrow we'll pick a winner. We'll have Gregorian Emerson up for the whole night. And somebody is going to win some free merch paid for by Richard Gregorian's back pocket. Talk to me about Somers Way Solutions.
Somers Way Solutions, family business, based in Bedfordshire, serves the entire country. They can help you out whether you have a big or small business. If you've got to bin stuff, they are your guys. A lot of big businesses have very separate kind of waste disposal arrangements because you've got like clinical waste or stuff that needs to be shredded on site. I don't know. but Somers Way Solutions do. What you can do is bin that lot off, have a word with Somers Way Solutions, get it all sorted in one place, and they will save you money and they can improve your green credentials. Can't say fairer than that. Have a chat with them. They're really friendly. Talk through the possibilities, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. 0333 577 7442, or it's SommersWaySolutions.com. But they've been supporting us from the beginning. We're very grateful to them and to all our sponsors. Thank you very much indeed for backing us up.
We're just looking at some of your comments on Twitter. Some great comments on Twitter. Thanks for sending those, but none of them, I'm afraid, are good enough to read out on the show. None of them are good enough to read out on the show. 0203-286-6370 is the phone number. You can call in about anything, but we are doing that silly quiz that we do. Hey, Retro Salaryman, 5 subs. Thank you. We'll go through some of the subs in a bit and mention some people. Right, so...
Oh, by the way, if you're new to us because you found us on the front page, welcome. We're here every night from 9 till 12. It's a phone-in show normally, and normally you can talk about whatever you want. You can even do that tonight, but we're doing that silly quiz thing that we do.
This is Nina, who is Scudge Sucker in the chat. Oh!
Oh!
Hello? Hello? We've lost her.
Oh. We've lost her, and we gained Phyllis Nelson.
Oh!
Nina?
No, you've seen my... Hello?
Hello? We've seen your first. We've seen your first question. We're not looking. We're not looking.
Oh.
We're not looking. Oh God! This is awful.
You're watching Technical Difficulties with Nina.
A lot of technical difficulties on this channel,
right,
guys.
I need
a lot
to turn you off. Hang on.
See how we got. I want to get to 10,500 follows. Hey, 10,376. We're getting closer.
That's awesome.
Click follow. Right, click this follow. Is gonna work because I have to turn myself off, but I have you.
I can see a tiny little circle of you.
Can we make her bigger?
No, I can't do that.
No.
Okay.
Aha! There she is. I'm going to sneeze. Excuse me, everyone.
Would you rather... Is it easier if we do this on Zoom? Can she hear us?
Hmm.
I'm going to guess she can't hear us.
Well,
okay, we'll come back to her in a bit.
Yeah.
Cameron and Deborah would like to add us on Zoom.
They're saying hi from Australia.
Let's go to Australia.
So close.
Was just about to hit the old cut-off button. Hello, Cameron and Deborah.
Hello.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you loud and clear.
We can hear you just about. How can we help you this evening?
Got
the paint on my hands.
I just flicked on and I saw you there. It was interesting to listen to you.
Hey, thank you, man. Thank you. Whereabouts in Australia are you?
We're in Queensland.
Are you listening to us on Skype right now, or are you listening to the Twitch stream? Because there's ever such a slight delay. So if you're listening to the Twitch, switch that off and listen to us on Skype. That should be a little bit easier, but maybe it's just a delay because Skype's a little bit crap sometimes. How are you guys doing tonight, or this afternoon, or this morning, or whatever? Because I can never quite get the Australian time difference.
It's the morning over here.
And how are you doing? How's it going?
It's really good. I'm just closing Twitch down.
It all gets a little bit confusing.
You can have too much technology.
Too much technology. Too much love will kill you, as Brian May once said, famously.
I've seen it happen.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's nasty.
It is. It's very unpleasant.
It makes an awful mess.
Very, very unpleasant.
Yeah, no, we're doing well over here. Beautiful, fine, sunny day.
What are you having for breakfast? What's give me an Aussie breakfast. What's happening? What's going down?
Oh, Aussie breakfast this morning was just at 3:45. We went for a 45-minute walk.
What?
And come home.
What? Why would you go for a 45-minute walk at 3:45 in the morning?
Oh, it's beautiful weather over here at the moment. It was like
What are you doing? I can hear you clicking your mouse down the camera. What are you trying to do?
It's from working.
Relentless.
Oh, I love it.
Which stopped.
This is why you shouldn't go for walks at 3:45 in the morning.
By 10, you've had it.
I do it every day.
Oh, you absolute prune. My God. I will be fast asleep. Well, hopefully I'm fast asleep. I'm sleeping terribly then. Oh,
hey!
We can see him.
And we can see you're not fibbing about the sunshine. Wow, look at that light.
He's a human being.
Yeah, I'm not a robot.
And there's no delay now.
No, there's no delay. I got rid of that stupid Twitch.
Look at this. Now we can look at his house. First of all, who's that beautiful dog behind you?
Oh, there's two of them. There's one down here, which is down there.
Yes.
There's Bailey, and the other one is Billy.
There we go. Billy. Hello, Billy.
Look, there he is.
Hello, Billy. There's a good boy. There's good a boy. Good boy. I like the way you've got your mic hanging down in a very powerful position. That's all I'm going to say. I can see a minion on your... Oh, I can see your coffee table. Has Deborah ever got stuck underneath the coffee table?
No, it's...
Solid, is it?
Low. She'd have to be a snake.
Okay. Oh, don't. My 8-year-old's asking for a snake. He wants a snake, and I don't want to get involved in that rubbish.
No. Take him to Australia. They got snakes.
They got snakes coming out of their
We've
asses.
We've got snakes everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Oh! Say that again.
We've got snakes everywhere.
Right. Do you know who he reminds me of? And then I'll ask him to say it again. It's not the words necessarily. It's just don't move. It's a good one. It's a good one. Don't worry. He reminds me of one of my favourite actors.
Go on.
John Goodman.
Yes!
He's got the same mouth. Do you know what? Has anyone ever said that before, Cameron?
No, a lot of people said I'm a lot like Seth Rogen.
No! Seth Rogen?
That's what I said. No.
No. John Goodman, I'm saying.
A touch of the John Goodman, there is.
Yeah, who is one of my favourites. Just that, he's just got a kind of gravitas about him. Mm-hmm. You think, oh, this is going to be good, as is this call. I've not finished looking yet. I can see a minion.
I can see a bear.
What is that white thing on the kitchen table there, the breakfast
that
bar?
That is a Thermomix.
Oh, fancy.
What's a Thermomix? You don't know, do you,
Captain? I do know what a Thermomix is.
Well, what is it then?
It's like a blender thing, but it's a posh one.
Yeah, it connects to the internet via a website called Cookie Doo, and the recipes download straight to the machine. You just follow the recipes on the big
Shut
screen.
Up.
And
yes. You connect your blender to the internet?
Yes. You need to hit Google for Thermomix.
Oh, but what? God. So it sends a recipe, and they come up on a screen?
They come up on the screen on the front, and you just follow it step by step.
What is wrong with... like your mother-in-law writing down a recipe, or worst comes to worst, you just go, right, oh, I want to make fajitas. Let me Google fajitas. Right, okay, I need this.
The reason why I got the Thermomix 4 years ago, I come home from work and pick the dog up and become an incomplete paraplegic.
No!
Yes.
Now...
So what happened was...
Now, yeah, go on.
I went to hospital. I was in there for like 8 weeks. I did a back operation, decompression, laminectomy on my back. And they said, you probably never walk again. So I came out of hospital in a wheelchair, going back 4 years. So with physio, hydrotherapy, now I can walk again. So wow. I got the Thermomix to make it easier for my wife to make meals.
I thought you were going to say, and it's part of my therapy and part of my rehabilitation, no. And it encourages me to walk it. It's so Deborah can cook for me. Unbelievable.
A little treat.
But now... It's sort of turned around because I'm at home all the time now.
Yeah.
I do all cooking. She comes home, dinner's made, her lunches are made.
Beautiful.
So did you just... Wait, first of all, which dog was it?
The little one. The small one just went that way.
Right. And have you forgiven it yet?
Yeah, just.
Just. And what, you just picked it up the wrong way and something
popped? Just picked
popped.
It up the wrong way and that was it.
Wow.
That's incredible.
What I'm confused, what is an incomplete paraplegic?
I still have feeling like a complete paraplegic will spend most all their time in a wheelchair.
Uh-huh.
Incomplete, I still have feeling and a bit of movement.
Wow, man.
But you got to be so careful because you can become from incomplete to complete.
Right. And how you say that you are you can walk now? How, what percentage wise would you say you are back to, in inverted commas, normal to how you were before the accident?
Oh, it would be only 50%.
Wow, wow.
My still, right leg's completely numb. You can drive a mouth, but I couldn't feel it.
Interesting party trick. I like it.
It is an interesting party trick.
I'm still not completely convinced by the internet blender. But
listen, whatever works, man.
Whatever works. So where is Deborah? Has she gone back to bed, or is she off at work? Or?
She's at work. It's what time is it here? It's 10 to 8 here in AM.
Right.
Okay. All right. But again, so all right. I'm even more intrigued by the 3:45 AM walks.
Is that so you could go together?
That's so we can go together because she leaves at 6:15.
Okay. Wow.
So by the time we get back from the walk. And she has a shower and gets ready for work and has a breakfast. It's time for her to leave.
Okay. All right. She sounds awesome.
I've only been walking unaided probably 4 months.
So still early days in terms of recovery still in that days. Respect.
Yeah. And I won't get any better. This will be it.
This is it.
However you are after 18 months is it.
Jeez, man.
Gosh.
Jeez. Dogs. This is why cats every time.
Cats, you reckon? Well, the surgeon, funnily enough, he was an English gentleman. He was over here on the fellowship, and when he operated, he said, this happens to people just from sneezing.
Yeah, I've heard that, actually, yeah. Yeah. The body's nuts. I hate bodies.
It just shows, doesn't it, how your life can change in just a
Yeah, you can have it all planned out. How's the whole, I don't want to dwell on it too much, but it's kind of been on my mind a bit. How's the whole COVID stuff where you are?
Well, I don't think it's been about 4 or 5 days since we've had a case.
Right.
I think our cases in Queensland is very small. Very small, I'd say. I'm just looking at the COVID thing now. I'll just click down to Queensland. I'll give you the exact number. Active at the moment, we only have 22 cases in Queensland. Total cases, it's 1,153.
You're doing something right, because we're on the up again, man. We're on the up again. Yeah, what a world.
I watch a fellow called Dr. John Campbell. He's from over there.
Yeah.
And he does a complete YouTube thing on COVID. And he's very interesting to watch.
Is he saying, by the way, can we turn slow chat on, please, mods, because we have an infiltrator. Is he, what is he? Is he one of the people saying it's all a bit of a hoax, or what's his deal?
His deal is he's right into it. He understands it, and it's no hoax.
Right. Because, we're getting a lot of the hoaxes at the moment. Mm. So, yeah, it's the government controlling you, man. The government want to control you.
Oh, yeah, Bill Gates wants to implant us with all sorts, by the sound of things.
Well, I suppose each their own. We're all different, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're all different, and some of us are fruitcakes and some of us are not. Cameron, did you just discover us tonight? Is this the first time you found us?
I just discovered you today.
Wicked. Thank you, man. Well, click. Who are you in the chat?
Yeah, I clicked follow.
Who are you? What's your name in the chat?
Walnut Wally.
Good choice.
Wally, A-L-L-Y.
Yeah.
Why can't I? Hang on a minute.
I want to click it. I closed it down.
Walnut, W-A-L-N-U-T.
W-A-L-L-N-U-T, W-A-L-L-Y.
Arise, Sir Walnut Wally.
You're a VIP.
Sir. You have just been VIP'd, sir.
Thank you.
You have just been VIP'd. Because I love it when people just discover it and then just phoned in on the first go. Because a lot of people don't. We've had people watching us, listening to us on the radio for years that... No disrespect to them. It's no good for them. But there's something exciting when someone goes, oh, what's this? I'm going to phone in. This looks like a load of old rubbish. So you, sir, are a VIP, and it'll be you come and say hello anytime that you want.
Yeah, well, I'm at home all day, and I thought, well, let's get on. What's this Twitch about? I thought, what is all this? You hear people talking about Twitch, and what's all this about?
Is this your first time on Twitch?
Yeah.
This is insane, man.
Well, we are very honoured. Thank you very much for joining us.
This is insane. Cameron, so nice to meet you. I hope we get to meet Deborah at some point. We're here Monday to Friday, 9 till 12 UK time. You can do the maths.
I'll sort that out, yeah.
Google right, it.
Thank you for having the chat.
Oh, so lovely.
See you later, Cameron. Man. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.
There you go. There you go. What a nice guy. That gets a VIP.
And what a story.
First time on Twitch. Wasn't just like, he's on there all the time and popped. Oh, what's this? First time on Twitch. VIP.
This is a Rabbit Hole production.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.